Welcome back to the second half of this morning's Gone Outdoors. Kyle Agree and Scott Brewer of Brewer Agree Outdoors talking hunting, talking fishing, and talking anything you can do outdoors here on KWSN and KELO in Sioux Falls and the mighty 790 KFGO Fargo. We're excited. This is a great, great interview that we've been looking forward to doing here for a little while. Our friend Chuck D. Reamer, and if you've listened to the show, you've heard us talk to and about Chuck and the work that he does, passing on his knowledge and passion for building fishing rods and teaching people through classes. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. Chuck, welcome back to Gone Outdoors.
Well, thank you. It's good to be there.
It's always good to talk about fishing. It's also fun to go fishing. We had the opportunity to do that with you last fall. That we shared a lot of those experiences with our listeners as well. But today we're going to talk about building fishing rods. And this is something, Chuck, that you've been doing. You've been doing it for a number of years. You've been teaching rod building classes to adults and youth here throughout the region. Tell us, Chuck, how this all began. How did you get into the place of teaching people how to build fishing rods?
Well, it really all started with my getting ready to retire. And my wife said, so what are you going to do when you retire? You can't fish all the time. And so I said, well, I've built a few rods in the past, so maybe I'll do that. And I took a class and liked it kind of a little bit and tried to build a few rods and took another class and things just clicked. And I kind of said, hey, this is maybe something even clumsy Chuck could do. And then I ran into a fella that lived up at Erie, Galen Breeze, and he took me under his wing as a mentor and we built a few rods together. And one day he came to me and said, Chuck, he said, I've always wanted to teach a class. And I said, well, if I could help, I would. He said, you can. He said, but I said, I don't have the expertise. He said, I have the expertise, but you have the teaching ability. So he said, we'll teach one. I'll be there to help you.
Hey, Chuck.
So I said, okay.
We should probably mention that you started out your story when you were about to retire, but I think a lot of those years before you retired really played a part in this because you're a lifelong educator.
Well, I think that's true, and I love to teach, and I miss the classroom, and this was an opportunity to extend that, and it's been great. It's been a great experience.
Not just a great experience for you, Chuck, but all the people that have learned so much about not just how to build a fishing rod, but why you build a fishing rod in a certain way and how that tool helps you to play that fish and get them to the boat, get them up on top of the ice, whatever it might be. And you're coming up on a pretty big milestone, having visited with you a few weeks ago. You're soon going to have had 1,000 pupils in your rod building class. That's absolutely amazing.
It is. In fact, when I calculated it one day, I was kind of amazed myself because that's a lot of people.
And Chuck, so people understand this. This isn't classes where you're teaching 100 people at a time.
No, it's not. It's anywhere from 5 to roughly 10 or 12 people. Yeah.
And you take that number and divide that into 1,000. That is a lot of classes. And it's not just Fargo. What are some of the communities where you have taught classes?
Oh, I taught them in Park Falls, Wisconsin at the St. Croix factory. And I've taught them in Dickinson. And I've taught some in Devil's Lake and Lake Minnegoshi. I've done several up there in Minot and Bismarck. I've done in Leeds, Rugby, Bismarck. Those are the ones I can think of off the top of my head. Pick City, I do one in Pick City every year.
You are leaving quite a footprint of an impact of sharing your knowledge. And as Scott said, these are small classes, and they're not just 15, 20-minute classes either. Your typical class lasts about how long?
Well, we usually go about 3 hours on a Friday night and then about 8 hours on Saturday.
That's, you know, the hours put into that and giving to the folks that have been in these classes is amazing. You've done a lot with FM Walleyes. I know my son was in the first youth rod building class that you did. He still has that fishing rod. It's still a prized possession of his. And there have been so many since. That was, what, 15, 16 years ago?
Yeah. It's amazing. The little tykes aren't little tykes anymore. Yeah. And, you know, it's been fun. This year I did a class. I have to tell you about the one class I did for the fishing team out of the South. And John Doctor was their coach and kind of orchestrated the whole thing. And that was just an amazing experience. It was really fun. And John did a good job of helping with the kids. And we got it all done. And it was amazing what those kids picked up when they came and picked the rods up on Sunday. We had some conversations, and they inhaled it. They got it figured out. It was really interesting and really a feel good day for me.
You know, Chuck, I want to piggyback on one thing Kyle had said earlier about you're not just helping these people build a fishing rod that they're going to use or they're going to have as a family heirloom. This is an education that you're giving them about the tool. You know, a fishing rod is one of the most important tools every angler has. And you are giving everybody that's gone through one of your classes an education so they know how to use that rod properly, so that they know how to pick out a rod. I know a lot of the Shields employees go, oh, I know this guy's been at Chuck's class because I know what he does with these rods when they come in to pick out a rod. And all of that is so important. And you have helped so many people. Over 1,000 people, plus the residual effects after that, enjoy their time off, enjoy their time on the water, and enjoy their relaxation out in the outdoors, which is great. So thank you very much for that.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for the thoughts. And it's been fun for me. And as I told everybody in my classes, you know, they spend $100,000 on a boat and then they go buy a $5 fishing rod at a rummage sale. I've never seen a boat catch a fish. And fishing rod is a pretty important piece of the equipment. And trying to help them make that optimum so they can catch more fish.
Yeah, and you do a great job of that, Chuck. And you're not done yet because you have another class coming up next weekend. You have a class at Shields here in Fargo, and are there still openings for that class?
Yep, we still have some openings. We did one earlier, and now we're doing another one, and Shields have been a great partner. I can't thank them enough for all their courtesy and all their help with my classes and providing us the space and so forth, and they've been great to work with. But we do have another one. We're going to do a little advanced class on Sunday afternoon for anybody that is interested. That's what was free. And then we'll teach them how to do some exotic things on their fishing rods if they want.
So the class will be Friday. It will be Saturday, March 22nd and 23rd. Based on the notes here, Chuck, that we had put together beforehand, $200. That gets you a seat in the class, all the materials. You're going to go home with a custom-built fishing rod and all the education and experience from being in that class. How do they sign up if we have listeners that want to get in and take advantage of this opportunity?
The easiest way is to text me at 701-361-8910. That's the easiest way.
Fantastic. Chuck, thank you so much. Thank you for all you've done with these rod building classes and sharing that with so many people. And thanks for taking a little bit of your time this morning to come on and join with Scott and I here on Gone Outdoors.
Well, I'm glad to do it, and I appreciate all the support you guys have given me and the FM Walleyes has given me as well. That's been nice.
Awesome. Folks, we have a lot of Gone Outdoors yet ahead of us. We have to take a quick break right now, but don't go away. We'll be back with more outdoor talk here on Gone Outdoor Radio.